Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Done. What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's your host, Nicolette Gallinet, and I'm here doing another episode for 90210, as Bing is for doing it. Right, Bam?
That's right.
My lovely co-host over here, like always. And we finally have you back.
Yes.
How are you
long
doing?
Long time no see, y'all.
Carmella is in the building, y'all. And we got a special guest tonight. We are so excited to have you, Riley Smith, in the building.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Nice to meet everyone.
We're all in last night's episode.
Yep, I was up in it.
Mm-hmm. All up in it. And this was Hate to Love, which there was a lot of hate and love and
a lot of hateration going on.
All up in this.
A lot of hating by Riley.
Maybe it's for good cause though.
You know? Yeah. I don't know if I like the fact that your name is Riley in real life and Riley as the character. So let's hope you're not like, well, we already know he's not like his character. He's been really sweet and generous, you know, to be here right now. So, you know, getting into this episode, I mean, I really just want to start with the love triangle because there's still obviously love in Naveed and Silver and Liam and all that mix.
There is love for Naveed. Silver is not in love with Naveed. She's not. She's
him.
In a total different space right now. And, you know, Naveed is acting like a prick to me. But,
you
know.
He is?
Yeah, I think he is. Because
how is he acting like a prick?
Because as we'll see for next week, he sees the text message that Silver texts him. All she said was that it was good reconnecting with you. I miss you. She didn't say I love you. She didn't say it was good last night in bed. She didn't say anything that gave the insinuation that they hooked up. All they had was a conversation. So for him to take that and then to go on this whole thing, which we'll see next week, about him now totally just hating on him.
Well,
that's just not from a guy's perspective, that's just not the way to get a girl. You're not gonna win that way.
Okay, that
he's obviously jealous, but he shouldn't have been reading his text messages anyway.
Correct. That's before we even go into why he's trying to do what he's doing, he shouldn't have read the text anyway. That's something I don't know. That's just something that I think more females do.
Well, pause. Okay.
Sorry.
First of all, I do not do that. Okay, exactly. One more. I think we need one more of those old snaps before I start talking.
So you've never read?
Okay.
Okay, I'm
not. No, I have never gotten into none of my exes' cell phones. And if they've ever gotten into mine, then bye.
Then bye.
There's no time to be all up in my phone.
Okay.
Anyway, though, we're going to fight tonight. But I don't think that makes Naveed a prick. I think that makes him psycho a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's more psycho jealous than anything. Because he's not really being an asshole. You know what I'm saying? He's just psycho because he's still in love with Silver, obviously. And then we have Liam here, who did I not call it last week?
You did.
I called it.
You said what?
What did you call it?
With
the teacher. It was so obvious, but I didn't know it was going to be the twist with her actually being his lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that coming, but I totally saw the hookup coming, and it kind of happened awkwardly. It was a hot scene, but like the way it happened, he's like, what's your favorite part in the movie? First of all, we don't know what the part is because we've never seen the movie. So how the hell do we know that there's a sex scene in the movie? But I don't even know if that's like, you know what I'm saying?
But it was, go ahead.
I have nothing to say to that. I don't know.
I thought.
You knew it was a hot scene. Yeah. Come on now.
That's, I mean, it was actually my ex-girlfriend that he was hooking up with on it.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
That's your ex?
Yeah, four
she's
years.
Gorgeous.
She's a hottie.
In real life.
Yeah, but we're actually good friends still. So it was funny to be on set. Everybody on set was like, wow, you guys used to date and like you're cool with this. I was like, I dealt with it all the time when we dated. Now
of course.
It's better we don't date. So
she's
it's
real
kind
pretty.
Of fun to watch.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind
well, that
of
was
fun
exclusive.
To watch the scene. Yeah.
So did you... Were you two, did you guys see each other on set or did you shoot on different days?
Well, it's fun because her and I, we've stayed good friends and then, so we work together a lot, like on if she has auditions or jobs or if I do. So now we're finally like, we're on the same show for a minute and we had trailers next to each other. So I was actually literally reading her lines with her before she'd go read them in that scene.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And vice versa. So, yeah, that worked out well. I thought it was kind of funny last night. It's you know, to be on, like, the other side of it.
That's cute.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's cute. I don't know if we should elaborate on that sex scene then, you know. I'm just kidding.
But,
I mean, you know, Liam's one of my favorites, so.
But what I mean, you can totally tell that the tension was building up because when she was making or she made the comment about, you know, about the movie and he was like, well, you know, how did you even see the movie? And she made this really cute little line that was kind of typical. She was like, it wasn't interesting. I had a coupon.
And right. I went to see it with my old boyfriend.
And she went to see it with her boyfriend. So you could see the tension slowly. You could see the tension building up.
Right.
And so we knew that it was going to happen. And she was playing hard to get, you know, but.
She wanted it all along. 100%.
Who doesn't? He's so dreamy.
I know.
God.
That's her boo.
Yeah.
That's Nicolette's boo.
They do a good job of making him look dreamy in every episode.
I know, right?
He's always doing something to be so sexy.
With his shirt off?
Always something.
Always.
He's always
no
got...
No complaints.
He's got the one scene in every episode where it's like, oh, you know?
That's Liam for you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. You're so... Should we talk about Dixon?
You yes.
Because I know you have a lot to say about Dixon, and I really just... I'm going to let you talk.
Okay, so with Dixon... in this episode, so he's better and he's moving around now,
right.
And so now he's now, you know, first it was Adriana who was kind of distancing herself and she would, you know, when they were interacting together, she would always kind of do things to kind of turn away from it. But now today it was Dixon's part when she came to see him at the college campus. Why are they at the college campus? who goes to college?
Yeah, who is a college student on this
who's
show?
A college student? And I don't understand why they're in the campus except for the pass out the flyers. But
that's
who's in?
That's a good point. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's just another place where they can, like, talk. But, I mean, I just saw, you know, especially the only moments where it went back to, like, that he was hurt is when his arms were hurting and stuff like that. And that's actually when you guys have your conversation and you were telling him, you know, to be careful and all that good stuff. I just thought it was funny how they were just like, oh, he was fine, but then he has like these aches and pains.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just kind of being people there.
And then we kind of wondered whether if he will be able to complete his performance. Now, I thought he was going to DJ, not perform.
Oh, right.
Because he performed, he rapped and he did it, he performed his song, and then his set was over. I thought that it was, well, since I saw the other female DJ, I was thinking like each of the DJs had like a set that they were going to do, but he did his song. The song was hot. I love the song. The song was hot. And then that was it. I thought he was going to DJ, but at least he's okay and, you know, he didn't fall or do anything.
Yeah, well, and I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I hate to say it, though. I mean, it is a little bit of Drake. You know what I'm saying? If you thought about it in Degrassi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I give Tristan props for doing that because, I mean, he does want to pursue music, you know, and that's something he does want to do. So it's a good outlet for him, you know what I mean, to show his stuff and show his skills.
That was his own song.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought
awesome.
The song was cool.
Yeah, that song was dope.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a good way to get it. But it all, his character does kind of remind me of Drake and Degrassi. But, I mean, hello, Drake is big now. So, you know. Maybe it's a good kind of step to follow.
And maybe what did you think about Dixon's storyline? I normally, you know, it's no secret that I don't particularly care for Dixon's storyline because it's like he went from in a coma
yeah,
to can't
like...
walk to surfing in the water, and then you know you're saying all the your character is saying all these mean things to him, and you know that's motivating him, and then all of a sudden now he's walking, and it's just like we're only on episode 5, like right. What?
Well, then how is he standing there DJing without the things?
Good point.
I noticed that, but I was trying not to go too hard on his character today. But yeah, he was standing without his
Oh, he didn't have any crutches when he was standing?
No.
No, not at all.
Was he not leaning up? Was he leaning? I don't know.
I feel like that's not enough, though.
Yeah, sort of kind of he was leaning because, like, when he was on the microphone, when he was singing his part and his rapping, he was leaning a little bit. So, I mean, that kind of helps him a little bit.
Right.
But there was no... He had no support.
Yeah, I think the thing about his injury is that it's gonna kind of come and go.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, where he gets better, but then he'll have these nervous, you know, these nerve problems that are gonna kind of act back up. So it's gonna take him a while to.
Yeah, I thought something was gonna happen during his performance, but I'm sort of glad it didn't.
Yeah.
It would have ruined it.
Yeah, and I think that's gonna be, like you were saying, a problem throughout the whole season. I think those are gonna be like kind of setbacks.
Yeah.
Or like the things that he wants to do, and then it's gonna be like a setback because of what happened.
I hope he doesn't get back on drugs and pills.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
But he might have a new love interest.
Oh, wait a minute. I like that
Megan?
Look.
No. No, he's not.
Do we have another exclusive over here?
No, no. Okay. I like to sometimes throw you guys off a little
good.
Bit.
Good. You know? Okay, well, you're a great actor,
yeah.
So.
There you go. Actually, I'm a really bad liar. I'm not good. Like, if you give me lines to read, I can do those. But if I have to, like, lie to somebody, I'm not good at that.
Oh, see, that's good.
That's not a bad thing.
That is not a bad thing. Everybody says when I lie, like, my eyebrow goes up or something. Like, like I don't know. It's kind of like my little thing. So I can't lie ever. Because I'm like talking to me and they're like, Nicolette. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
But
what
he,
about, so let's talk about now Dixon and Adriana because.
Yeah, we can get into
and
that.
And this Megan girl.
Right, this new girl that could possibly be Dixon's new love interest.
And that's just a weird situation how they met anyway.
Do you guys know how they met yet? I can't remember.
That meeting.
Yeah, at the meeting.
Yeah.
And her dad was the guy who died
so
in
know
the
that.
Accident.
Yeah.
Right. Which was kind of crazy. And then also, she kind of seems like she doesn't know about Adriana. Because she's all up in Dixon's, like,
I don't think she does.
Why
I don't think she does.
Why would she know?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she know? They're always together, and how do they just miss
each
other?
Yeah, Dixon has never mentioned her.
Yeah.
Well, they don't spend a lot of time together yet, and they I think they kind of keep crossing paths like separately. So,
which is kind of weird, though,
and,
for me.
And apparently, she attends.
Yeah, she goes to that college too.
Yeah,
she
college.
So there's our college connection.
I don't want to go to that college.
But I think
I don't want to go. Yeah. I'll go attend a school, but I don't want to take any classes though.
I think just hang out.
Just want to hang out
in the cafeteria.
I do think it's cool how you know Dixon kind of has his girl on the side, Adriana has her man on the side, and so it's. You kind of wonder now where is it going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's definitely going to make the breakup a lot easier, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, what part in the episode just came up in my head is when Annie came to you to figure out if...
That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, honestly. The sex talk.
Really?
And I was basically, admitting...
Were you guys...
that your penis does not work.
Yeah, I don't know what I can say and what I can't say on the show. But yeah, I thank you.
Right.
I literally took a picture of the dialogue and I texted it to my manager. I texted it to all my friends. I'm like, I have to say this. Like, can you believe I have to somehow make this work? Like, there's no way to make this these lines work. And on top of it, I'm sitting here telling her that my junk doesn't work.
Right.
But I get pleasure from giving girls pleasure with my mouth. Like, that is the most embarrassing thing. I don't even know this girl that well yet in the show.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, I get my pleasure from giving girls pleasure. Like, that is so gross.
That's how you get your pleasure.
I mean, not gross. Like, I like, trust me, but I'm, it's gross to say it like that soon. Like, hey, my junk doesn't work, but I go down.
Well, hey, like, I mean, at least you're putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like.
So I had literally, I'm like, this is going to be the most, I'm in bed talking about it and it already went, but.
It's not embarrassing. It's okay.
I just tried to do it as fast as possible. And like.
I mean, were you guys laughing when you guys were doing the lines? I mean,
I was trying to get out of it. Like after every take, I kept asking the writers, like, could we change this? Could we change that?
Really?
I was like, Shanae, please give me some support here. Like, if you say it needs to be changed, maybe they'll change it. But I didn't win that battle.
Really?
So I had to say it like that.
I mean, that's just an awkward conversation, though, in general. Yeah. Like,
it is.
I mean, it's kind of, it's not obvious, but it's like, come on now. Like, you have to, like.
Well, funny enough, a lot of my friends jokingly, when they would ask me about, like, oh, you have a love interest on the show in a wheelchair, they're like, does your stuff work? And I'm like, so it is a question people want to know.
Uh-huh. I was going to say that is a common question. If you see someone who is handicapped, you know, in the back of your mind, you do kind of wonder, okay, can you, can you not?
Yeah. So I answered the question. Yeah.
And I think it served a purpose because, you know, Annie's character, she was really trying to figure out what is going on with her brother's relationship. And mm-hmm. she really wants to make Dixon happy because of his situation. So I could see why that conversation needed to happen.
Right.
And props to Annie for having it.
I know. It's just, I mean, for her, I'm sure it was even more awkward talking about like her brother and all that business. Excuse me. I had something else I wanted to say.
Well, share with us.
I'm blank, you guys. I'm blank. Keep on going.
Okay. Well, so the Naveed Dixon and Silver, we've mm-hmm. gotten to that. Now, the Silver thing with the stripping, we thought that going to see more. Carmen Electra, she had just a really small part.
We didn't even see her on stage.
Yeah, and so we didn't see her on stage. We saw her coming off stage. So I was hoping to see more of...
You know, when I was watching this episode, I was like, is that Carmen Electra or is it not? I couldn't really... Did you guys automatically know it was her? I was like, who is that girl?
You can't really miss her. She's really pretty.
Yeah, it was her. Definitely.
Yeah, the blonde hair.
She still looks good.
Very. Yeah. Extremely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Were you drooling too?
No, because I was rushing to mm-hmm. try to right. get here.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the kind of pull off of it was when she took the bow out. But I wanted them to get into it more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a good storyline for sure.
Yeah, I think we were all expecting more.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. To keep this spice going right now, let's get into Naomi and Max and Alec. But before that, I want you guys to go onto iTunes and please rate us. And go on there, check out our podcast live. Rate us, get us up there into the top 10. We really love hearing your guys' feedback onto YouTube. We're really enjoying it, and we're really like trying to push this season and really make it a lot bigger than the past seasons before. You know, like we said, we are getting special guests on to this show, so please go on iTunes, rate us, and that would be amazing.
I'm going right now.
Yes, he's going right now. See,
rate it.
Riley's rating it right now.
I really like their co-host tonight.
Yay! So, yeah, please do that for us, right?
Right.
Yes.
We want to make the top 10. And don't forget the podcast app where it organizes all of your subscriptions. So I know you guys watch more than just 90210. So download the podcast app and it will organize all your subscriptions and it makes it real easy for you.
Right. So Max, Naomi, and Alec. Now, this trio right here... Okay, Bam, what do you have to say?
I didn't say anything. I was just
looking. No, but I can tell that you have a lot to say.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So what I really have to say about these three is, I mean, I feel like Naomi just needs to just forget about the whole situation. I thought it was weird that they brought the ex in. Like, that was nothing I would even thought.
Yeah, that she went to Madison.
And how the stuff that Naomi had on Madison, how would that even affect anything? It was the stupidest concept ever. And, mind you, it's the stupidest concept ever. And she gets her phone hacked into their whole business plan. I mean, it just was really unneeded.
What did you think?
That's how I feel.
You know? You know what, guys?
You don't have a whole lot of thoughts on this, do you?
No, I was just thinking how the whole situation is very awkward and how she was, like, snooping in his office, like, trying to hack into his computer. It was, like, a crazy office to begin with. Like, where is his office, first of all?
And how did you
Narnia.
Get in?
How did he get in, like, past everybody?
Okay.
And then you're tipping around
like,
wheels.
The whole situation is just weird. And then she goes to Madison to the spa, like, and she's totally okay with doing this situation.
Okay, we do have to understand this is a TV show, so stuff like this can happen, okay, everyone?
But that's what I think's funny about when they say, like, something shouldn't happen. You're like, crazy stuff happens all the time. Like, where do you draw the line? You know, like, oh, I don't think that should happen on the show. It's like, well, everything else has.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's 90210.
Yeah.
You know.
There's Carmen.
Oh, wait, we did see her.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, but it was super quick.
Oh, okay.
It was super quick.
She's so pretty.
She is pretty.
They're both really
okay,
pretty.
Well, I have a couple things to say.
Okay, please go.
So, this storyline between Alec, Max, and Naomi. The whole Alec's character kind of bothers me just a little bit because I've never seen a dude so invested in his friend's relationship to the point where he wanted to break up the wife or Madison. So he has something to do with that, and Madison didn't like him, didn't like Alec. Then he wants to now break up his friend's new wife.
Right.
And guys, we don't get that involved in our friend's relationship to the point where we want to just I can't quite figure out. Sometimes I kind of wonder, is his character gay or what's going on? Because I'm unsure about his motives. And he's just doing too much.
You have one of those buttons where it goes bing.
We need one. Yeah. We do not have one.
Like when he starts to hit the nail on the head, just ding.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's
dead on.
I'm not saying if he is.
Okay,
not,
you know what? I'm so through this person right now.
But I'm getting it. I know. So right on, brother.
So gotcha. Like, you really think he's into Max like that?
No, I don't think he likes Max either. I think he's against everybody.
That wouldn't make him.
Somebody
he's
in this
trying
room
to,
is
he's
right.
Trying to sabotage everybody.
Okay, well.
Boom.
Boom, boom.
But that's just what I think about the whole storyline. You know, Naomi doesn't lose, and she just looks really ridiculous.
Right.
Doing what she's doing and doing all these little trick type things to try to, you know, convince. Like, again, you have to remember, if this guy. If he went in with Max last week and set up the whole thing with the pictures and Max was aware of it, wouldn't you be smarter to come up with a better plan?
No, that's true.
And then let's go to what's Annie's boyfriend, the one that you were hating
Colin.
On? Colin. Okay, so then Colin's just like, oh, give me your phone. Takes the phone and, you know, like she's not thinking. And normally Naomi thinks a little bit better than that.
So you think she's kind of thrown off by the whole situation?
I think Alec is totally outsmarting her, and she's maybe doesn't really know what to do and go about it, which is why she was maybe so desperate to, you know, go to Madison. And then the emails again were not even of that importance. But what made it funny was the fact that when they were coming up with this plan. Max had a call, and then she gets too drunk, and then she passes out. And so I thought that was kind of cool, but there's more to this story, and, you know, Alec is, he's definitely gonna...
I cannot wait. It's been way too many episodes. Like, we need to know now.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. I mean, I do want to chime in, though, on the party. You know, that's where they were trying to get Madison to talk with Max. We had a nice little performance with... Nelly Furtado.
That song was hot too.
It was so hot.
Yeah. I like Nelly's
and I loved
song.
Her outfit. My little sister actually pointed out she was really excited about her outfit that she had on. It was really cute. Yes. So I was really nice that they had her out because she hasn't been around in a while.
Nah.
You know, so it's a good way to chime her back in to the industry. And then anything else really happened at the party? It ended up really nice. I like what they did with the shore. Shore house.
What else happened at the party? And then so Naveed basically apologizes to Dixon because he was, you know, he was right about
the sex tape.
Oh, and then the
we
sex
chimed
tape
on that.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm not gonna even lie right now, I love Adriana and Taylor together.
Yeah, they're cute. I was just gonna bring them up.
I am so with
but
that.
She is totally cheating on Dixon though.
I mean, at this point, okay,
it's
she
over
had
with.
Okay, at this point she has a reason. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, she has been trying to get into Dixon's head, and he's just not letting her have it. You know what I mean? At this point, it's just like, you know what? I'm going to do what my feelings are and do it, girl.
But again, I think what Dixon did before he did his set, he it was almost, I don't know if it was a setup, but it was almost the perfect excuse. Like, Dixon was like, I'm not trying to hear you. And it, of course, now, was that wrong for Adriana to mention that right before he's supposed to go on?
That's wrong.
Yes, it was wrong. Yeah. But sometimes the opposite sex or the same sex or your partner, they do those type of things where they want answers and they want to talk now. So I get that. But the way he responded gave her a great leeway to say, oh, okay, you don't want to see me. Okay, she sees Taylor. She's feeling vulnerable, and he said, "Act on it," and boom, she acted.
Well, and especially because Dixon gave her the exact same reason why they ended last season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The exact same reason he wanted to do his music, and obviously, it's more important.
Yeah.
And that's what we came to find out. Right.
Mm-hmm. And well, they haven't been like hooking up. She was feeling it, I guess.
Do that again.
Yeah. So, let's end it now, I guess, with Colin, Riley, and Annie. And I'm so surprised you came back on this episode, because I already had a feeling that you and Annie were gonna have a storyline, and you guys were gonna, you know, have that flirtatious here and there. But I don't know if it's really flirty and like you're really coming at her really strong in like a rude way sometimes. But but it was nice to see you back on this episode, and especially because last episode we did not see you. It was all about Colin. I was like, oh, wondering like where you were. And Annie did mention, you know, she was seeing someone, and we weren't sure if it was you at the time or if she was just making it up. So it kind of little confirms it this episode with you on it. You can totally tell that Annie is into it, but she's not sure about it still. And then she has Colin, who she thinks is a good guy, ends up being the one who hacked into the cell phone at the end of the episode, showing us that he's not that great of a guy. Mm-hmm. What are your
thoughts? Do we know where he's coming from yet with the whole, who is he like working with? Do we know that yet?
Mm-mm.
Not really. We just know he's a big computer person, and he's about that computer life. And
how was filming that scene, by the way?
Where I got to tell him off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love stuff like that. Like, for me, Those are fun scenes to play, because it's the things that sometimes you think you want to say to somebody, but you can't, or you never would, but now you get the chance to.
Right.
So that's always fun. It's like, you know, think about whoever you hate and love to tell off, and then like if I said you get to do it now, go. You're like, how would I do it? You know,
right.
It's like all these different ways. So I got to play with it, and so I had fun doing that scene.
Nice.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people think, you know, Riley's being a dick again, or he's being a jerk, but I think then the thing you can tell at the end of the episode is like Riley's already keened in on the fact that this guy's a bad seed, and so once again he's just calling like a spade a spade.
Calling him out.
I didn't take it that way. I took it, well, Annie was rude. You guys were getting ready to dance, and you already said that you wanted, you know, you can dance on my lap,
to dance
or whatever. But I mean, that was a cool way. I mean, you know, how else? I mean, it'd be kind of weird for her to be, you know, and you're in the wheelchair.
Hey, she could be so, like backing it up.
Yeah, right.
So I thought that was a perfect way. Hey, you know, you dance on my lap. The two of you were really getting ready to dance, and so she really did kind of dish you for that, so I can kind of see why you wanted to go at him. I didn't take it as you saw that he was a jerk. I thought your character took it as, wait a minute, I'm finna dance with this girl who I'm trying to get with, and now she just pushes me out the way, so I'm gonna obviously retaliate.
Yeah,
that's how I took it.
There's that, and then like, well, some of the things I was saying in the scene about like the Mexican food and the worms and the tequila. And what I said to her before we started, we're going to dance was, I said, you know, if you want, I could like spit out some jargon that I read in magazines too, and like Travel and Leisure, because I'm starting to pick up on the fact that like the things he's saying don't make sense. Like he's trying to like sound like he knows what he's talking about, but it's not adding up.
Because when you guys first met at the apartment.
Yeah, he's like, Oaxacan is Mexican, and I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. So, like the things he's saying aren't really making sense, and he's obviously trying to be somebody he's not. I don't know what that is yet, but I can tell it's something that he's not. So, I'm already, like, one step ahead, I think. And so, you'll see in the next episode, coming up 506, it's the same type of thing, where I'm, like, kind of, like, one step ahead of him, And I'm trying to let Annie know, but Annie...
She's a chicken. Her of mine is, you know, yeah. She's...
That's what she always is,
yeah,
though.
She's chicken head.
Ugh.
Chicken head.
Yeah. But there was one thing that came to my head. I was thinking, you know how you were telling me the 100th episode brings back her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, crazy cuckoo guy.
Why
yeah.
was I thinking that it would be his brother? I don't know why. I would, for some idea. Reason.
But that's not, I could, no, that's
you know
not,
what I'm
but
saying,
I could
though?
Tell by his expression, no, that's not
no.
right.
He's
it's
like,
not,
what?
But that was yeah. something that came to my head, though.
That
would have
been
like,
cool, though.
Yeah, yeah it was something, because, I mean, in a way, they kind of, their characters kind of resembled each other in a way, and I was like, you know, wouldn't that be trippy if she was starting to talk to him, and then all of a sudden, that's like his brother, and he's like, rah.
That's funny.
You know?
That would have been cool.
I don't know, that was just something I thought, and I thought I'd
I never thought about
that.
That.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's cute. All right. Shall we get into, or do you have anything else to say?
I was just going to, I just wanted to ask a couple questions in regards to, into your storyline and some other things. And so is there anything that, you know, that you can tell us as far as what can we expect from your character? I mean, obviously there's something with you and Annie there, but mm-hmm. is there going to be more with you and Dixon? You know, you were influential in getting him motivated to be able to get up.
Yeah.
And so is there anything that we can expect that you can tell us?
Things are definitely going to start to move further with Annie and Riley.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get Colin out of the way first.
Okay.
But I think I can now say that since we've exposed that Colin's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Riley's going to help expose that. And then I think that's going to finally... show Annie that his intentions are, you know, in the right place. He's looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
So things are definitely going to move forward with Riley and Annie from this point forward. And so that's going to happen for a while anyway. I don't know how long.
Okay.
So that means you'll be on for the duration of season 5?
I don't know about the whole season. I mean, we just finished episode 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
That's halfway.
Yeah, so that's halfway. So far, so good.
Okay.
And then, what was the second half of your question?
And then Dixon.
Dixon. So, and basically, Dixon and I just kind of become buds. Like, we're like pals. Like, he comes to me with problems. I go to him with problems about his sister, which is kind of funny.
Oh, okay. That'll be cute.
Yeah. So, but, you know, there'll be a few episodes I'm not in. Like, the 100th episode, I'm not in because they go back to the high school, which I don't really have any part in.
Yeah.
And
really?
That doesn't make a lot of sense for me to be there.
Okay. So, that was a good sneak peek that you just gave us because we only knew that there was 100 episode and that certain characters are coming back. We didn't know that they were actually going back to high school, so that's a great insight for us.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, sorry.
No, that's exciting.
Yeah, they're going to go back to the high.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
No, yeah. That's so exciting.
And then they're going to bring back a lot of people that you guys saw in past seasons.
Okay.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah, so I won't be there for that, but I know that's I read the script.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
If you guys pay me enough money, I'll tell you some more.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we heard.
Let's get into the special segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's get into the special segment with Riley. Can we have
what
some
is
music?
What is the special segment?
You!
What does that
it's
mean?
All about
it's
you.
All about you.
And
whoa.
Our question.
What do I do?
We're just going to chat it up a
bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was just chatting it up.
Well,
we're
yeah, we are.
Chat it up some more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, so how was it getting into 90210? Who sent you the script? How did it happen?
I got a call. From this is actually one of my funnier stories of all the jobs I've gotten. I got a call from my managers and agents saying that I had a general meeting with the producers, Patty and Laura, and they didn't tell me what it was for. So I just showed up, and it was in their like really nice big plush office, and I'm on a couch, and they're just sitting there, and they're like, "So do you know why you're here?" And I was like, "No." I feel like Ashton Kutcher is going to pop out and I'm on Punk'd or something. I don't really know what's going on. They're like, well, we wrote a role for you and we'd like to pitch it to you and see if you want to do it. And so, because I'd done a pilot for the CW the year before that didn't get picked up, but I knew that then they were trying to put me on 90 and a couple other ones and that things just weren't working out, but they kept, you know, pressing with 90 and so... Then that came up, and so they gave me this whole storyboard for the season of this character named Riley, and they were like, you know, we wrote him for you, so his name's Riley. We can change that, but we're kind of attached to Riley now. If that's cool with you, and I said, yeah. So I was kind of worried. I was hoping to be a good character because I wanted to do it. I wanted to say yes, but if it would have been like a know, a bad character or something. I didn't want to do it. But then they told me this paraplegic and this and that and the Annie storyline and Dixon. And I thought that was, like, the coolest way to, if I was going to do this show, rather than just be some typical guy who can walk and hit on chicks. Like,
exactly.
I feel like that there's been a million of those on this show.
Of course.
So for me, I want to do something a little bit different, something that sets myself apart, something that's more of a challenge that I've not done before. So being a paraplegic in a wheelchair, somebody with a little bit more grit and feist to his attitude. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, so how was that? How is it playing that character and being able to restrain yourself, being that you can't move your body? So how difficult?
Well, I got the wheelchair like 2 months before we started. Because once I... Right there in the office, I was like, yeah, I want to do it. And they said, okay, we'll get you the paperwork and we'll get you the wheelchair. And so we agreed to do it right then and there. Okay. And they sent me the wheelchair. I had it like for 2 months. So I got to like take it around town. I got to call some specialists and talk to them. And this girl named Tiffany Adams, who's on this show called Push Girls, which is a reality show about girls in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's she was a big help. I recorded the conversations, like talking to her on the phone and listened to them, just kind of how she explained things that she went through. So I knew kind of what I was going through. And so when I got on set, I was really familiar with the wheelchair itself. But the hardest part is if you have props, because you can't move your legs. Mm-hmm. So if you set something on your legs, like a lot of times you're in the weight room and I have weights that set the weights on my legs, they just like roll off. And I can't move my legs up to like steady them, because my legs don't work.
Yeah.
So I got good with like not moving my legs. I don't think you'll ever catch me. In fact, like even when you're like, I like move them myself, you know, I have to move them for myself and stuff. But but then anytime I'm not in the chair, I forget. So we have a scene in bed, Annie and I do, and like
that's another one.
Yeah, never mind. Should have said that. So we have a scene in bed, and then after one of the takes, the camera guy was like, Riley, you're completely moving your legs. And I was like, I'm not used to, like, I'm in bed. I'm, like, getting it down. Like, I should be able to move my legs, but I had to remember not to do that.
Hold on.
And then in, like, a swimming pool, we had a swimming pool scene that was so funny where I'm like, going to scale the side of the wall of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going from, like, sitting down to the wall. And I literally, the line I say to Shanae is like, oh, like a guy like me is supposed to fall all over a girl like you. And when I do that, I make the move to the wall, but the wall was slick because it was like the third take. I'm like, oh, so like a guy like me is supposed to fall. And I just like literally just went down off the wall into the water.
Wow.
Because you can't use your legs. And so, yeah, it was that was an embarrassing take. But
it's a good story, though.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun. Like just the whole process of playing this character has been so much more fun than just a typical guy.
And I think, I don't know, were you, I would assume that you were flattered being that you didn't have to audition. They call you into a meeting and it says, we have a role that we have written for you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
It's kind of rare these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened before, but it's definitely a nice situation to be in, because there's been so many times that you've had to like tap dance for your job, and you get so close, and then like there's a lot riding on it, and so I've been doing this a long time. I've been through that a million times, but to finally get to a position where they just give you a role, that's obviously something that it's amazing. It's great.
And everybody else we've talked to has said, like working on set with everybody is just like one big family.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Everybody is, yeah. That's the thing I will miss the most about working with those people, when my time on the show comes to an end, is like, I'm used to doing, I've done a lot of shows, I'm coming and going, but like, I'm not lying, like the people on this show are the nicest people in the world. Like the cast, the crew, the everybody, even like craft service, those guys are awesome. And so I'll miss those people the most, because it's like going to a family every day. And so that's the thing I think is what separates this show from a lot of shows. Because a lot of times when they've been around for 4 or 5 years, everybody's like cranky. They don't want to be there. They think they're better than they are. They just want to get off and be done. And like everybody at this show is like real cool. They want to be there. They're happy,
Well, so. And you think about it. I mean, it's kind of like they grew up together in a way,
Yeah.
It's like they really have been friends seasons for a while now, yeah. shooting the seasons, and you can tell when they do the episodes and stuff like that and their takes, like, you can tell it's, like, genuine, too, you know, as if they were,
yeah.
like, friends for a really long time.
I think, you hit the nail on the head. Like, they grew up together, so they are, like, a family, really, you know? Yeah. I mean, shoot, like...
And they tweet each other.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it? Shanae and Dixon are, like... Dixon, Tristan are like 22, 23.
Yeah.
So when they started, they were like just fresh out of high school mm-hmm. and like kids. So
yeah.
they have really grown up together.
Yeah. Looks super nice.
Well, you're saying that, you know, you're going to miss it when it's over. But I have a feeling that your character is going to stick around for a while. I'm no psychic or anything, but, you know, I foresee, you know, you to be around for a while.
Everybody needs a guy in a wheelchair, right? Right.
In a perfect world, where would you like to see your character go on the show?
A perfect world, I'd like to see my character get up and walk out of that chair.
Right.
I think that'd be kind of fun. But I don't know. There's not really a... There's not a surgery that mm-hmm. I don't think is yeah. that does that.
It's not feasible.
And yeah. plus Dixon's character has already gotten walk. It would be right. totally yeah. unrealistic if the two of you all of a sudden started walking.
Yeah. So I don't know why. I mean, I guess just walk because it's impossible. So mm-hmm. that would be the answer. But
Well, awesome. Is there anything else that's coming up for you yet? Or
no, I've been locked down on this. So, yeah, that's been that's
well, you
been
were just telling
job.
Me something cool before we started filming. He was in London. Tell us about your trip.
Yeah, was over there over there playing music. I play in a band for fun. I know you rap. So,
yeah.
this is more like singer-songwriter music.
Awesome.
And so we were over there playing shows in London and Manchester and Amsterdam. And
how fun.
Yeah, we did 10 days. Luckily, I got off work, which is really nice. So we went over there for 10 days and just played music over there. Another buddy of mine, he's on a show called Leverage. His name's Christian Kane.
Okay.
And he plays Elliot on Leverage. So he also is an actor, musician. And so we went together. And so his band played, my band played, and we're like old best friends. Friend, so.
Oh, fun. That's awesome.
Yeah. What is your band called?
My band is called The Life of Riley.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
So, do you play, sing, what?
I play guitar and I sing.
Okay.
Yeah. I write
can you spit us a little tune? Yeah.
Maybe. Well, it's not really like rap.
Where can we check it out?
Well, we are on iTunes, though. Yeah. Okay. We're on iTunes under The Life of Riley. Oh. And then we have like the Life of Riley music.com.
Okay.
So yeah, we just came out with a new CD. Like that's what we were over there promoting. Called, by the way, yeah.
That's so fun.
So then I have to ask this question because 90210 is very infamous for music and they love to promote. So will we see some of your songs? Will you serenade Annie? Will you sing?
Well, it's funny because I don't think they knew that I sang until like we just started talking about this in some of the recent interviews I've been doing, and then so I don't think they know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Maybe they do now.
I think they know now.
Now
they now know.
So maybe I will. That'd be kind of
really
fun.
Cool. That'd be awesome. That would like make a little spin to your character too. You know.
You know when you're in bed with Annie, serenade or sing to her.
That's
that'd
funny.
Be really cute. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
I'm glad to be here. You guys, this is easy. You guys are fun.
Chill, laid back.
Yeah.
We know how to have a good time in here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Tomorrow night, I will be at Exchange LA performing three of my new singles, Sensei. Yes. So I hope all of y'all will be there. Just had to, you know, throw that out there. Exchange
maybe you should
LA
give
downtown.
Them all a little preview
yes, right.
of what,
we got a backbeat
what's
or something?
In store.
All right, we got a little bit. I'll switch y'all. What is that?
Uh-oh, what's this? This is us, huh?
Oh!
This is live at the Hotel Cafe.
And this is you singing, right?
In L.A., yeah.
You got that real quick.
You got it took me longer than I wanted to.
Oh, I love it. So what's your Twitter as well?
My Twitter is my name, Riley Smith.
Riley Smith?
Yeah. This is funny. It's on my...
And this is you.
Yeah.
I love you. I like your voice.
You wouldn't expect that.
You can like hear the people in the bar in the background, which is kind of funny. So, are you going to spit now? Are you going to show me up?
I'm going to show you up. Oh, I don't know if I can show up with that. I'll get you all a lyric. Okay.
Let me get you a beat real quick.
Okay. Well, you could. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like how she was like.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
I mean, I could really just do a cappella, though. Really.
Oh, you don't want to go to this?
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Let me see if I can do it. I get so creative with the Rex on my feet. Laced up leggings, fuck those True Religion jeans. He think he can handle what's up underneath the flannel. And then I pop that, he won't wanna change the channel. Cause I'm prime time, he must see. So a fine dime, I must be. I'm a grade A, don't test me. I'm a boss, don't play me. Hey! Woo! I try to do it as slow as possible to that beat. But
that always throws you off when the beat's like twice as slow.
I know, yeah, so sorry. No, but I kind of slowed it down a little bit, right?
You rocked it.
Well, anyway, I can't wait to see
hear
you tomorrow
the original
night.
Tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun.
The live thing.
This is big for you. This is cool.
No, it is really big. Yeah. I'm like super stoked about it.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll keep y'all posted.
Well, let's tell everyone where they could be found. Go ahead, ladies.
All right, y'all can tweet me at Carmela Mondello. CarmelaMondello.
And you can find me at Nicolette Gaona. And you can tweet me at Sensei, Sinse.
And you can find me at Bam Erickson. And last but not least, our special guest,
Riley Smith.
Yeah!
And don't forget to go to iTunes and please check out his music.
Yeah, yes. That'd be cool. Appreciate
it. Do
that.
It.
Nice.
So
have
thank
a good
you
night, guys.
Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.